Hey guys, what is up? Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Gals on the Go, The Happening.
What's up, you guys? Happy Monday. Woo woo.
We're happy to be back. Another week down. These weeks are just flying by at this point. I feel like
January was slow, and then it's like February.
Exactly. That's every year, and then every month from now on just flies. I feel like we're already like decently into 2020. Hope you guys are all doing well.
Yes. Hope you're accomplishing all your goals and resolutions. And you're just killing the game.
I'm just crushing life. But we're here for your little daily dose of motivation. We're going to do a little bachelor chat. I feel like we have to. And then just talking about...
We also have an article, though, that we want to read to you guys, too, before The Bachelor. So for those of you that don't watch The Bachelor, we'll be talking about The Bachelor after the article this time.
Yes. I saw something, actually, Danielle, in the Facebook group. Someone said that they don't watch Bachelor, but they just listen to our voices. So I just want to say thank you, guys. That is so sweet.
Wow. That's dedication. Really appreciate it. That makes me happy.
I know. You guys are such angels. We love you guys so much. So you could always follow us on Instagram at Gals on the Go Podcast to stay in the loop. We have some exciting merch coming out soon. I don't really know the timeline, but we got to confirm.
I know. I'm dying to release it. It's so cute.
I know. We're working on making it perfect for you guys, and join our Facebook group, etc. But we're going to start off with, I guess, like a little positive message to get your week going. We each pick one out. Super fun.
Yes.
Okay, I can kick it off. I think I have a pretty good one this week. I actually put it on my Instagram story because it was so good, and I found it on Pinterest.
Oh my god, mine is from, I put on my story too, and it's also from Pinterest.
Oh my god.
love that for us.
I do love that for us. Pinterest has been really, I've just been finding the best stuff on there.
It's bomb.
It is. So this one's kind of long, but it's a quote. It says, "You are the only one in charge of your destiny. Unfair things may happen to you. Unfortunate times may come to you." Sorry, I just stumbled upon that. But you always get to choose how you respond. You can live in frustration and bitterness, or you could be the bigger person and just play the hell out of the cards you are dealt. Because the truth is, in this world, not a single person chooses the cards they receive, but every single person chooses how to play them. And this is from at Walk the Earth Writer on Instagram. I really like that.
I love that. Play the hell out of the cards you're dealt. That's so good.
Yeah, because it's so easy to sit around and like mope about your circumstances. And obviously some people have it like, I can't even imagine unimaginable circumstances truly. But there's nothing you can do. I mean, you could take it two different ways. You can sit and complain about it, or you can, you know, take positive action and make a change. And I'm trying to make a change. I mean, my life has been going pretty well, but, you know, things go wrong and I'm like, I want to look at like the good side of them. I need to get better about that. Like if something goes wrong and let's say someone's not in my life anymore, I need to be like, you know, that person's not in my life for a reason, and like make new friends or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's so, so true. I love that quote so much. Any quote like that, I really love. It's very similar to mine as well.
Is it? We're just on that same vibe again. I feel like we always are.
We always are, and we purposely, for the most part, don't discuss the things we choose for our current favorites or for our quotes, because we want to, like, I don't know, it's like a fun first reaction.
It is. But yeah. I like that. I love finding like those like writery accounts, and she's a new one that I found, and it's like
writery.
You know what I mean, though.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
it says like, this one says like, decide, and then on her page she has other ones like a quote about being yourself, a quote about you know, with every step do these things, or doing growing, whatever it is. I actually really like her page. If you guys have any good like quote accounts, please DM me them, because I think that they're so like, I'm showing Danielle right now, but they're just.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I saw that. Yeah, you posted that. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. It's like old. It's always awkward when you find like old quotes though, and then you post them in like, that one's from December. Is that weird? Do you think people click on and they check like, oh, Brooke's stalking this girl back to December, or it doesn't matter? What do you think?
I feel like it does not matter. It's a quote. It's not like a photo of like a girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I get that. Anyways. Tangent.
So my quote, I also reposted, so sorry if you already saw it, but I love it. Very similar to Brooks. I guess, yeah, we're on the same vibes. It says, also from Pinterest, "A secret to happiness is letting every situation be what it is instead of what you think it should be, and then making the best of it." Mic drop.
Yeah, it's deep.
I love it because, a little anecdote, as Brooke would say, yesterday I woke up and it was like a little rainy, but I guess I didn't what is with me and the rain lately?
I know. I like so triggered by it. What's happening?
Well, okay, so long story short, I was just like, all these things just kept happening yesterday morning. And like, I was just like in a bad mood. Like I was supposed to meet someone for coffee and then they were late and they were the ones that like asked to get it. And I was just like in a bad mood because I was like, I could have slept in. And then like, we had no time because we had to go to class. And then it started raining and I didn't have an umbrella. And then my paper straw, like I'm all for sustainability, but my paper straw got all crumpled and I couldn't sip my coffee. And it was just like all these like chain reactions. And then I sat down in accounting and I looked at my friend. She immediately could tell I was in a bad mood. She's like, dude, me too. I'm in the worst mood. And it was bothering me because I couldn't shake it. Like 3 hours later, I find this quote. I'm on Pinterest. I'm like, let me just go to Pinterest and like feel better. And like it helped. I ate some Cheez-Its because I just needed some snacks in my life. I was on the come up and my class got let out early. Things were happening. And then I read this. The secret to happiness is letting every situation be what it is instead of what you think it should be. Like I thought I was going to have this great morning with, you know, seeing all my friends and like it wasn't going to be raining. And I started to like give into it. And then I was like, no. Like, so then I took reins of the day and I was just like, let me just make the best of what I've got. Like it's raining. Like, okay, let me just let my hair get messy. I'm going to spend tonight anyways. Like I'm going to sweat, you know, just like really just take those reins. Sorry. I really just preached.
Yeah, now. You did. But this is the energy, the spin instructor energy I need in my life right now.
I know. I know. I'm being very preachy right now.
Are you going to say that in your class tonight? You're going to be out there. Like,
I think I'm going to.
I like it. No, I like the whole concept of taking control over like the circumstances you've been dealt, and obviously might not be the most fair or whatever, but we all have our own, you know, seasons of going through it, and you just gotta push through. You're stronger than you think. So
exactly, it's so true. I love that. You're stronger than you think.
It is. So that's your little Monday motivation. Now we're gonna talk a little pop culture fave that we have. So mine has to be, Danielle, this was all totally re-inspired by you, because I saw your tweet about it, and it's The Bold Type on
such a good show.
Is it on the CW? I watch it on Hulu, so I think it is.
It's on CW, but they like release new episodes each week on Hulu again, thankfully. Second season's out.
Third. I think it's the third.
Oh, third. Okay, whatever. Yeah, another season's out.
It's deep in there because I fell in love with the first season. And then it's always great when you rediscover it and then you're like, wow, I have the whole second season, because I think that's what happened for me. And now I'm like a little backtracked with the third. But it's a really great show. It's about these girls who work for like a magazine in New York. It sounds super cheesy, but it's actually like a really progressive show. And they show a lot of they do a lot of like parallels to like what's happening in real life. Do you notice that they're really good about that?
Yes, very like about like current societal issues.
Yeah, and it's just great. I mean, it's super, I'm not gonna say it's like the heaviest show ever, but like lighthearted, I would say. I'm always like motivated, like in a good mood after I watch it. And it makes me want to move to New York, which I am, but it makes me even more like, I just watch it and like, I would need to be there.
It's very, I just love that show so much. It can be like not cheesy sometimes, but like a little bit surface level, but then it's also very deep at the same time with the problems that they talk about, but they do it in a very lighthearted way
because it has to be like appropriate for like primetime television, you know. But I think that's the reason why they can't go like absurdly in depth. That's my theory, at least, because it's not like
one of the reasons. Sorry, keep going.
No, I was going to say, it's not like a Netflix original where it's like there's no rules, like it's just like uploaded, you know what I'm saying? Like it,
yeah,
it's still on TV.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So they have to be a little careful, which, well, I'll say that in a second. What I was going to say was, one of the reasons I watch it is because I think, I forget his name, but the man who plays Richard Hunter in the show, he's also on Gossip Girl. Woo! He is a handsome man.
He is. His character is just like, you love to love him. Like,
I'm so attracted. I think he's awesome. Oh, which I was going to say, that makes sense because Netflix doesn't have limits, because Delaney, which I'm going to start watching, but Delaney just started watching The Goop Show.
Yeah. I watched the first episode. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do? Yeah. And I walked in and they were showing photos of body parts. And I was I know
the episode that you're talking about. But the first one that I watched, they go to Jamaica and they take like recreational mushrooms and like they do it under the influence of therapists. But it's like allowed, I guess. because they show it, but Gwyneth Paltrow didn't go. I was confused by why she didn't go because it's like her show, but that's a tangent.
She's probably freaked out. Yeah, I'm very interested. I want to start watching that show. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's really crazy that like they're all like employees of the company and they all just like try all these new things. It's like a wellness company and they're all about like experimentation with like trying new things. I saw the second one too where they jump into like freezing water and like
the cold water.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like really good for you or whatever. I don't know. Wellness. But yeah, Bold Type on Hulu. I was going to say I like wrote out this list a few days ago and I was like, oh, definitely going to be To All the Boys I Loved Before Part 2 or like P.S. I Still Love You, but I didn't watch it yet.
Guys, I'm so excited. I'm watching it tonight.
Please keep me updated.
Like, when did it come out? Because I was on Hulu or I was on Netflix this morning for whatever reason. Why I was on Netflix this morning. Anyways, I saw that and I was like, when did this come out?
I think my God. Midnight. It was like very recent. Yeah. We're recording this.
I'm so excited.
Please keep me updated right in time for Valentine's Day. But I'm going to try to actually like socialize on Valentine's Day because I don't want to like sit home and like watch that movies by myself. That just sounds incredibly depressing. So
it sounds very cliche and unnecessary.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get out, but let me know how it is. I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, no, I'm like, hopefully my goal is to watch it tonight. It was so funny because Delaney has this habit because Delaney doesn't have morning classes. Sometimes she doesn't even have classes. Like certain days she doesn't have class. Anyways, there's like if David Dobrik comes out with a new video or we love watching the Ellen Bachelor recap.
Okay. Which
if you haven't seen, you should definitely watch every week. It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah, actually you definitely need to watch that. But, she always watches everything before me. Like, I get home and I'm like, do you want to watch it? She's like, I watched it this morning. But she's always willing to watch it again. But anyways, I text her. I was like, do not watch 12 Boys Love Before Without Me. She's like, I promise you I won't. Because she's so – we have opposite movie tapes. She likes 80s movies and I like new rom-coms.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like she has
but she's like interested.
A specific taste in movies. Like, she has those movie posters in her room.
Very, very old and I'm very new. So it's just funny. Or she likes Oscar movies. She doesn't do the chick flicks like I do, and that's like good. That's good, but sometimes it's hard when we're trying to pick a movie.
She likes like actual quality movies, and I'm like, over yeah, here, like, watching Oscar movies. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, yeah, same. That's why we're friends.
Yeah, because we watch like horrible TV like, and like horrible movies. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Love it. My current favorite is okay. So why am I? It's not even that funny.
Like, I don't know. Really like, you're like gassing.
No.
Okay, okay.
It's literally not funny at all. I have the giggles. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, you're good. You're good.
So, a while back, I talked to you guys about Tangerine Sky Radio and how I found that song when I was in Restoration Hardware. And I like
in
Restoration Hardware. So, one of you lovely ladies in the Facebook group sent me the Spotify playlist called Restoration Hardware Gallery Ambiance, and I've been listening to it when I do work, and it's just like I feel like I'm in Restoration Hardware. It's like chill, jazzy lounge music. Guys, it's so good. It's on Spotify. I was so happy when I found that they actually had a playlist. It's awesome. It says, take a luxurious stroll through an RH gallery while enjoying an eclectic collection of deep house, jazz-infused, and chill lounge melodies, and they are right.
Oh, it is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been listening to when I'm like just doing work or studying or whatever.
Big chill vibes, girl.
I'm very chill.
You need to do a whole episode on how you find your music, or at least talk about at some point how you find your music for spin, because I feel like you find these remixes and stuff, like, or talk about it in a vlog. You got to do something.
I should. I went down a deep dark hole last night on SoundCloud and I found some, I should send them to you. I found some dope remixes. I was like, holy crap. Like, putting songs together that I never thought would work, and it would just work. Yeah.
There's a lot of DJs out here, SoundCloud mixers.
How's your DJ career going, Brooke? I remember you wanted to take up DJing.
I did. I actually really still should, because now I have the time to do it. I had like a friend at the time who was like, oh, he like bought a table and he was like, oh, I'll like teach you how to mix. And I like one time we like played around with it, but it never really went anywhere. And I was like, can we like actually do like a lesson? But I think that he didn't know enough about it either. to like teach me. He was teaching himself. Right. But you know what I mean? It's always awkward when,
yeah
but he was like trying to flex and be like, I know how to DJ. It's like, okay, then show me. Like, you know what I mean? So
I know. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully it'll,
maybe I'll take a class. I really wanted to start taking like little like hobby classes, like obviously cooking class, maybe a comedy class. I don't know.
Comedy. Brooke should start doing stand up.
I just went to an improv show this week, which was so good. And it really, I used to do like theater and stuff. I mean, I know you did too, Danielle, but it really got me like on this new kick where I'm like, I miss it. And I miss not even like performing, but I miss like the element of like, I used to freaking love theater games and like improv and stuff like that. But I feel like learning like comedy or something like that would give me something else to work with. I don't know. I just feel like it would be a cool skill to have.
I think so. I love that for you.
We'll see. Maybe I'll consider. Who knows?
I'm so here for that. I'd go to all your shows.
My life is so random. Like, I'm like, let me just like pick up something new. Why not?
My life is a movie.
It is a movie. If you listen to the last episode.
My friends started saying that too. Now my girlfriends. And then the other day they go, my life is a TikTok. Just as a joke.
Oh, that is like funny. Oh my gosh. I like that. I was heavy on TikTok last night. Actually, I went to your profile, Danielle. I didn't see all of your dancing videos. You have a good bit up. There's like six or something. Oh god. Right?
Yeah, that was like a 2 week thing. I was like, I'm gonna try and be a TikToker, and then it's not.
It goes in phases.
Yeah, the dances are so fun, but they really are hard, and I just don't have time to like try and do them. Over the summer, I'll do it again. I would love you to teach myself.
When you visit.
Yeah, we're going to make one in Boston. Yeah, it's happening. It just has to. It'd be very iconic.
I'm trying to even like learn the Renegade. I found this one that's like Renegade in slow motion, and I'm like, there's a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, if you could learn that before I get to Boston, that would be incredible.
Okay, a little homework. I'll go to work.
Homework.
I will go to work for you. Okay. And now we're going to pivot and talk about some annoying stuff. Bachelor, if you guys don't watch.
Bachelor. Oh, gosh, this show gives me so much anxiety, but I love it.
Yeah, if you guys aren't caught up, don't listen to this bit, because we're going to talk about, like, I guess what has happened on – this was, like, episode 7. But what are you thinking, Danielle? How are you feeling?
The first thing that has come to my mind – well, one – I want to know your opinion on Kelly after this last episode, because I know you're a big Kelly girl. I was a big Kelly girl too.
I think that she got completely edited the wrong way. I think that she got.
You think?
Yeah. Obviously, like the clips of her when she was laying on the couch. So they sent her on a 3-on-1. So it was Victoria P, Hannah Ann, and
F.
Kelly. Oh, Victoria F. Sorry. I always get the freaking letters confused. Yeah, Victoria P is definitely gone. Victoria F. Hannah Ann and Kelly are on a 3-on-1 with only two roses, and Kelly gets there and she's like chilling on the couch. She's like, whatever, like we'll see how it goes. But I think that the way that it was edited was just like not correct. Like you could just kind of tell that the words didn't line up all the way. And she says in it, like, who are these other girls? I mean, look at me. I'm an attorney. I think that they were just playing into it because they had no drama to create from that situation. So like they needed to like make her the villain. I don't know. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's good to get the benefit of the doubt. I was just like, what I loved about her, she never got involved in the drama and she never said anything. And then it comes to that. And she's like, she basically acted like she didn't care. And I mean, let's be real. When she got in the van, she didn't even cry. Like she just doesn't. Like,
yeah, she didn't. But I think that she was so strong though. And she realized she recognized like if Peter wants to be with someone like that's one of these women that isn't like in Kelly's mind, like ready for marriage and whatever, then Kelly didn't want to be with him anyways, you know? So like, I understand where Kelly's coming from.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think she was just kind of like, this is just so dumb, and which is fair. Like, it's just dumb for her to be doing it. She could be doing so much better. And that was that.
She can. I saw this one meme that was her and Mike from like a few seasons ago. I guess they should be together. And I'm like, brilliant.
Oh,
I
my love that God, concept. Yes. Isn't that's an excellent couple.
I know. And I would love, I think she's too good for Paradise, in my opinion. So I would like to see her not go on Paradise. And
I swear she better not.
Yeah. I feel like she has a life though. Like she has to like go back to doing her attorney stuff. Like it's not like an endless vacation. Like she has a real job. So
I hope she doesn't. Oh my God. That'd be so. Yeah. I don't think she will. I bet McKenna's going on Paradise. I just see it.
Oh,
I'm asking her.
Oh, yeah. So basically, it was a bunch of one-on-ones. So the first one-on-one was Madison. She got a rose. and then Natasha had a one-on-one and she got sent home. But he picked up the rose. Did you notice he did that? It was That's so savage. Rude.
I knew he wasn't going to keep her, but I was just like, why are you grabbing that?
Same. But he picked up the rose and he's like, Natasha, I can't give you this rose. Like, what? He played her hard.
Yeah. I mean, I had a feeling she kind of felt, cause even he was like, do you see this like relationship? She's like, yeah, I feel like we have potential. Like at that point, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, they didn't. I mean, there was really no strong like connection there. You could just tell versus his like passion, I guess, for the other women, like on a romantic level, like he's always making out with them and stuff. And like with them, I feel like they weren't like really physical.
During his one-on-one, I had so many emotions flow through me during his one-on-one with Madison. I thought it was so sweet. Like when he said, I'm falling in love with you. Cause like, that's big for him to say.
Yeah.
However, that awkward silence.
I know. Was that edited too? I can't tell. I can't even tell with the show
anymore. To make it longer?
Yeah. Or like did they just play into like the different camera angles and stuff? You never know. Like maybe they're using, you know, a 10-second clip from one camera angle and then another one. Like,
I see.
I don't know. I just feel like editing is and producing like does a lot in this bit. But yeah.
Like, cause that was brutally awkward. Like, I mean, I was like, say something. Like, I was literally talking to the camera.
Yeah, it was definitely a bit awkward. I don't know. I just don't like Peter anymore. I'm really just disappointed by him in general. I think that they're giving him like all of these quality options and he's just not, it's just not it for me. So whatever.
Yeah, I do still like him. He doesn't make the best decisions, but like, so he was actually on the Ellen Bachelor recap last week and he couldn't say much, but he would like comment on some things and they were like, do you like after rewatching it, do you regret some of the decisions you made? Or like, do you see like why we were mad? And he's like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, it's just, you're blinded by so many things.
Totally. And it seems like he's just trying to hook up with all these gals. I mean, that's the vibe that I'm getting. Like,
there was this like prediction on, someone made a TikTok, like how they think it's going to play out, because the previews are like, holy crap, like what's about to happen? Like, cause Madison, we find out, cause when she said she was faithful, I was like, is this a Colton situation? But she was smart not to like start off the season like, I'm saving myself, you know?
Yeah. She just kind of like let it play itself out first.
Yeah. I'm just curious because it sounds like she's like, I don't want you to like sleep with anyone else. And then it sounds like he's probably going to, and then she's going to get mad, and then I don't even know.
I think it will be interesting to see how it all plays out, too. And, like, obviously the spoilers all say, like, where they said on the show, and the spoilers say, like, there is no spoiler. Like, we don't know what it is, and, like, we don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. So I guess it will be interesting to see how it all plays out. So the final four is, to confirm, it's Madison, Hannah Ann, Kelsey, and Victoria F. So I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't think Victoria F would make it all the way to hometowns.
Well, every time they talk, there's drama. Like, he's literally like, and she's, mm-hmm. She really irks me the wrong way. Honestly.
Yeah, she's just not ready. And they're so different. I feel like she's so like chill. Like, she needs to date like an athlete or something. I don't know. I feel like she's just not for Peter.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I don't think that they're on the same like vibe at all.
Yeah,
just different people. I think like him and Madison do have like clear chemistry and everything, but if I don't know, I don't really, I'm just disappointed by the season. I always get my hopes up and then, you know, always get let down, but that's what life is. I'm kidding.
I love it. Yeah, overall I'm really excited for next or tonight's episodes. You guys listening to this, however, I'm sad. I'm pretty sure the finale happens when I'm on a cruise. So, oh, we already spoke about this. Apparently, there's TVs.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be okay. So, I can't believe we're flying through it already. The fact that it's already hometowns, I feel like we just started.
We did just start. That's why I'm like really confused as to how we're here now. I guess because there's supposed to be hometowns, fantasy, women tell all, and then the finale. So that is like another 4 weeks.
I guess, but holy crap. Holy crap.
Holy crap.
But I think that's really it for this episode of The Happening, right?
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, some good news, some batch news. And If you guys ever have anything you want us to talk about, let us know in the Facebook group. We're always active in there. Danielle and I live in the Facebook group, I feel like.
Yeah. You eat more than me, I will be honest. Okay. But I do love it. I do love it.
It really just gets me going. I just love you guys so much.
No, I love it too. I go on it a lot during class. I'm really bad. I'll be like, what's everyone up to? But I get such good advice from you guys too. I often like will comment and be like, hey, yeah, it's perfect. We love you guys.
Good stuff. But I think that that's really it. So we will talk to you guys all Wednesday with a brand new episode, and hope you guys are all having a great week so far. Bye guys. Yes.
Love you guys. Bye.
What's the best way to get big savings on your favorite spring looks? Ross, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
Because you're going to find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely going to find your next favorite outfit. I am sure of it.
Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops.
Right now, I'm looking for dresses because I'm going to a ton of weddings. So if you want deals on dresses, you'll definitely find them at Ross.
From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. You can get set for spring with outdoor tableware for less. Ross has the guys covered too, with great deals on men's spring shirts. So what are you waiting for? You can head on over to a Ross to save big. This spring, you need to start saving at Ross. Believe me, your wallet will thank you,
because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.